Welcome to the Shipping Podcast, a multi-fandom podcast for the shipper in you. Hosted by Shirazade, your friendly mod, OTP shipper, and fandom old.
Welcome on board, shippers. This is the second special Patreon episode, using the Italian Institute Convention, a Shadowhunters Con in Milan, as a jumping-off point. As you know from the very first episode of the Shipping Podcast, my ship is the non-canon pairing of Jace and Alec, the Parabatai, i.e. soul-bonded warriors, portrayed on the show by Dominic Sherwood and Matthew Daddario. The cons are always great fun, not least of all because I get to share the squee with friends from Jalek Squad, a Discord chat that spawned the Jalek Squad Tumblr, Twitter and Instagram. We enjoy every moment we spend together, basking in the wonderful friendship shared by Matt and Dom. And it's made me think about the relationship between on- and off-screen chemistry, which they have in spades. I got my friends Danai, who you might remember from episode 1, and Pelin, aka Light Buddhism, to join me for this. Please excuse any background noise and enjoy our talk, which ends up with Pelin and myself talking about the touchy issue of real person shipping. But let's dive right in. Because if you got me, then I got you. You know we got a lot to go around. I'll be a friend, your other brother. Another love to come and comfort you. Okay, so we're currently in Milan at the Italian Institute, the third convention, which is a Shadowhunters Con, in case you didn't know. And I'll be talking to Danai, who you might remember from the very first episode when we talked about our shared OTP of Jalek with Jason Alec. And we are joined from another member of the Jalek squad, which is Pelin, also known as Light Buddhism. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk not so much about like Jalek, because we already covered that.
But there's always so much to say. You can never really cover the topic extensively, to be honest.
That is, especially when it comes to shipping.
Yes, that is true, because we have now spent another 3 days together and we still have not finished talking about this. So you have to excuse like the background noise, because we're currently sitting in a stairwell outside the convention center, and we're waiting for the closing ceremony, because they're of course running late, of course, because this is Italy. So I was thinking we could talk about, like, you know, we're here because of Jalek, but kind of like in the process of loving Jalek, we've also kind of fallen in love with the actors who portray them. And
I mean, I want to bring the idea that if it wasn't for Matt and Dom portraying them, I probably might not be shipping them.
Yeah.
I think like their chemistry has a lot to do with
Absolutely.
How we ended up here.
Absolutely. Exactly. For me too. I mean, from the get-go, their chemistry jumped out to me.
Yeah.
So all of their scenes and all those story behind Parvati got better and better. Yeah. So it was Dom and Matt and their chemistry was the reason behind shipping, really.
Yeah.
And it still is.
I mean, to be honest, generally, I think that's...
Sorry.
It always exists in shipping that the actor's chemistry has a lot to do. It's why sometimes ships that weren't supposed to even happen or be endgame end up happening or becoming endgame because of the chemistry that people see. And even if they don't become canon or endgame, there's many times it's just like the actor's chemistry that makes you think.
Because specifically in the case of Shadowhunters, we can compare the chemistry between Jace and Alec in the TV show with the chemistry between Jace and Alec in the movie, which was, non-existent.
I don't even remember they interact very much.
Well, Alec in the movie was there for 5 minutes, which is true to the book because he's also there for 5 minutes. and here, like, huge props to Matt because Alec is my favorite character, but it wasn't that way in the book or in the movie because Alec wasn't so interesting, and then Matt had a lot to do with what made Alec my favorite character.
I agree. I agree. Everything Matt put in to the show made Alec my favorite character from the first episode.
Yeah. And we haven't mentioned it. Matt is Matthew Daddario, and Dom is Dominic Sherwood.
Well, I mean, Dom isn't such like a common name, but with Matthew, there are a lot of Matthews around. Like, I can top of my head, like Matt Bomer. Mm-hmm. There are like so many Matthews.
Well, I mean, like, and for me, but for me, I have to specify Dom, because I'm from Lord of the Rings. So for me, Dom used to be Dominic Monaghan.
Okay, sure.
Exclusively. Yeah, I mean, I was even like in another fandom with another, yeah, where he was part of the ships. Yeah, which, I mean, we don't necessarily like, I mean, there's real person shipping. We don't necessarily do this all that much, but for me, it kind of bled over.
Well, here's the thing. I feel that real life shipping can be a very taboo topic,
mm-hmm.
because I feel that different people have different definitions of what real life shipping is.
Yeah.
So for me, there's like two major categories, which is the real life shipping, where you say, oh, you know, these people are cute and I really like their relationship in real
mm-hmm.
life, and it would be really cute if they were dating, but if they're not, that's also fine. But yeah, it would be really cute if they were, and I like them together, and if
yeah.
they ever, you know, end up dating and
mm-hmm.
whatever, getting married and having babies, I would be very happy for them.
And where I come from, real person shipping was like, I started out with Pop Slash, and then I moved over to Lord of the Rings real person shipping, and that was always very clearly we ship the personas they portray. We do not think they were actually dating ever, because it was like, you know, yeah, because most of these people are, as a matter of fact, straight.
So
that was where I came from.
But
it's,
I think,
like,
there's also the other
yeah.
category of real life shipping, which is that there are people who are, they, you know how in the show you want people together and you make theories and metas, they do exactly the same kind of shipping that you do for fiction ships
mm-hmm.
to real life ships, which is what I think is frowned upon, and like it should be, like, not should be frowned upon, but it's not something that I think people should engage, because the moment you start seeing real life people as
mm-hmm.
like fiction or like pawns or something that you can control in a way, or that you have any control over,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when it like crosses the line.
I think it's
yeah.
different, because when I did the, when I was majorly in real person fandoms, that was before social media became such a thing. So there was like, when we said there is a fourth wall, respect the fourth wall, we meant do not go up to actors on the in the convention and show them explicit fan art. Because that was pretty much the only way that we interacted with them.
Yeah.
There were no Twitter, there was no Instagram, there was like, you know.
I want to say this. I used to frown upon real life
mm-hmm.
really much. Because to me, they were real people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are real people.
Yes.
And you shouldn't cross that line. But a few years ago, actually a couple of years ago, a friend of mine online told me, she was coming from Bandom as well, and she told me, yeah, but they are like characters, they are like personas, and we are shipping that,
yeah,
not really them,
yeah,
because we know the distinction between the real them
mm-hmm.
and their
yeah.
Personas that they let us see
mm-hmm.
In public life.
Oh, okay, so we're going to have to take a break. We'll be back. Okay, and we are back a few hours later, unfortunately without Danai, because she has an after party that she's attending right now, but Pelin's still with me, and also a silent observer in the form of little Zion, who is not going to speak, or is she?
Hi!
But yeah, so we were saying that you kind of came around on the topic of real person shipping.
Yes. As I was saying, it's if you see them as personas, separate from their real selves, if you know this distinction, I have no problem if people choose to ship real
yeah.
person ships. as long as you keep the fourth wall,
mm-hmm.
you do not send them messages suggesting they are having affairs with their co-stars.
Yes.
Or you don't tag them with explicit fan art.
Or even inexplicit. It's like nothing romantic. It's like, oh. Yeah, I always used to say, like, the fourth wall, it's like this. It should be this massive high wall with like barbed wire on top and stay on your fucking side. It's like, unfortunately, of course, social media has made it way too easy to break. And people have the feeling that they know them now. It's like,
no, we don't know them.
No, of course not.
You don't know the actors of your favorite TV show. You don't know your actors from your favorite movie franchise or your favorite band. Mm. You don't know them.
Yeah.
We just know what they choose to show us.
Yeah.
Okay. Always remember that. Mm. And fourth wall is for you and it's for them.
Mm.
You know the distinction between the fandom and the real life.
Yeah.
Keep them separate from each other. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, in this fandom, in Shadowfunders fandom, I saw so many people tagging the actors with explicit fan art. Why? On Instagram. Why? Mm. Why do you do that?
Yeah.
They can't see it. They are uncomfortable with their friends because of it. I mean, they, you know, they are a great bunch of people.
Yeah.
They never showed us any uncomfortable things, but it must be. I mean,
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if it was you and some random person that you never met shoved like some picture of you with your best friend in your face, like making out or something. I'm like, yeah.
Because you hang out together or because you have, you know, good teammates together. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
If you want to ship. Yeah. It's fine. But you know your limits. And I don't know. I think everyone would be much happier if it stays in the limits. And so that's what I think about.
For me, it's so funny. It's like I pretty much the moment I discovered online fandom, I tumbled into a real person, and it just never occurred. Like I never had a problem keeping that separation. I guess because I've been like even before that. Like, you know, when I was like a young teenager, I wrote like horrible Mary Sue fic in German in notebooks by hand, where it was like some very thinly veiled version of myself, idealized, of course, meeting, I don't know, who was it, Mark Owen from the back, from Take That, or Howie Dorough from the Backstreet Boys, or yeah, whoever, and all, just the same as I would imagine myself meeting Mr. Spock, or Sherlock Holmes. Yes, I was a weird kid. So that was long before Benedict Cumberbatch was Sherlock Holmes. That was, yeah. But so, yeah. I never had the problem. But yeah. I mean, we've now seen like Matt and Dom in action quite a few times. And I think, you know, we kind of have like a feel about what kind of persons they are. Like,
yeah, that's what we have. That kind of feeling of who they are.
Yeah. And we have the kind of, I mean, and we're pretty much convinced that they're really good friends. I think that's like, I think that's not reading too much into it. I mean, because, and it just confirms like what we saw when we saw Jason Alec on a TV show. It's two people who just kind of click.
Yeah, and but they, I mean, we've been to a few cons, and we've read their interviews, and they say they are very good friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dom said several times that Matt is one of his best friends, and just on Saturday he said he would, if he has troubles and problems, he would turn to his best friends, he would turn to Matt or Alberto. Yeah. Alberto is Alberto Rosende.
Yes. Simon on the show. Yeah.
So we know they are very good friends. They go to holidays. Yeah. They spend time together.
So yeah. So it's, you know, so that's not like reaching on our part.
No friendship, of course not.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, of course there's like a
I mean, yeah, it's not a secret. There's a part of us, I mean, I have written a couple of, like, Shadaria fics, but I would never in ever in the history of ever, you know, you dare to go up to, I don't know, Matt or Dom and be like, oh, so now kiss. Or, wouldn't you be good as more than friends? Never.
Oh, I remember somebody writing that kind of comment to Harry Shum Jr., who plays Magnus, mm-hmm. A few years ago, I think a couple of years ago, that they were wishing him and Matt were a real life couple. And Harry answered that comment on Instagram and said, well, I don't.
Yeah, obviously, because you're married.
You see, why do you do that? Even he was single at the time. That's very uncomfortable.
It's very, very uncomfortable. Yeah, it's like you said, it's people confusing like reality and fiction. Especially, I mean, it's of course especially easy with people who play couples on shows or in movies.
It's much easier, I think, for everyone involved. But as you said, social media made it so easy to reach them, so easy to watch their interactions or, I don't know, imaginations just run from there.
Yeah. But I mean, but I was just thinking, like, different... it still happens, though, that they manage to surprise us, like, just thinking of the recent wedding between the 100 stars, Bob Morley and Eliza Taylor, because, which, like, who don't play a couple on the show, but who have a huge ship, like, at one of the main ships on the show, probably.
Yeah, it's one of the best slow motion, not slow motion.
Slow burn. Although we have not yet confirmation they're infamously reluctant to confirm or deny if they're endgame, but yeah, they actually managed to get married without anyone knowing that they were even dating. So they were, you know, but of course that does not mean that the people who were now like, oh, I always knew they were dating. It's like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Because you don't know them, you see.
Yeah. But it does, I mean, it does translate, like the really good chemistry that Matt and Dom have translates to the screen. So I guess the really good chemistry that obviously Bob and Eliza have, considering they're now married, also translates to the screen. It's like, where it's just kind of like where the scenes... I guess it's because then acting is easier. Acting like that you're close to someone. If you're actually close to them, it's probably easier.
Yeah, it's like in a sort of friendship, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not an actor. I don't do anything close to in acting or anything creative in that way. But it must be like in my mind. As friendship, sometimes you click with people right away, and you move into the friendship very fast. Mm. You can share things. You are just on the same page. You know, your stars align.
Yeah,
I think chemistry with actors are the same.
Yeah,
I mean, we hear that in some roles, especially if they are going to play couples, they go through chemistry tests, chemistry reading. And sometimes it's just by chance, like Matt and Dom has.
Yeah, and and chemistry, you know, does not mean that you have to play a couple on screen. It's like chemistry just means that you click. It's like, you know, like when they play pairwise, they play kind of soulmates. I mean, people that chose to bind their souls together. But excuse us, this is shipping. It's like we ship them. But still, even if you read them platonically, they're incredibly close on the show. They're like the closest thing they have, like for the longest time. They're one another's anchor.
Of course, as Jace says in season one, there is no human bond compares to what Alec and Jace has.
Yeah.
And that's the Parabatai bond.
Yeah. And on the other hand, yeah, and of course, we get lots of proof in the course of the show of that, of them risking their lives for each other. It's lovely. I mean, we would have liked more, obviously.
Yeah. Let's get into that.
But sometimes we got some really nice things, and it was more than enough to get, you know, fuel our love for this ship.
Certainly.
Yeah, and it's just like, even now that the show's no longer on, now that I've seen Matt and Dom in action again, it's just reminded me why I love, like, the way they work together. It's just so nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a great rapport.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it's very easily flow. You know, when you see even in the panels,
mm-hmm.
their banter, you know, that energy.
Yeah.
It's very, I mean, they are very good friends.
Yeah. They're comfortable with each other.
Yeah, they are very comfortable. And of course, on the screen, that closeness probably helps them get through the scenes.
Yeah. Or it makes it more difficult, as we have heard, because they crack each other up and can't work. But yeah,
yeah.
Which, yeah, but yeah, but it is really funny how, like, I mean, like I said, they have excellent chemistry. They're really good friends, and yet, I mean, I've written a couple of fics, but there's not actually all that much shipping like real person fic for them out there. And in my case, I know it's because for me, I know that right now, because I've seen them so often, I kind of feel like the line is kind of blurry for me between, you know, what's real and what's in my head. So I don't want to go there. Because like we said, it's important to keep that line clear. And as long as I'm, you know, as I'm maybe like in a few months when I haven't just seen them, I can kind of stop being like, you know, I don't know, feeling creepy about it and having like this clear line again. Yeah. Which, you know, it's funny because, like, I mean, I've never shipped people that I've actually met so often before. So I guess that's why it feels different.
As I said, I for a couple of years ago, until a couple of years ago, I frowned upon real life shipping. I mean, I read a couple of fics back in my Buffy days to get to know what this is about, what is the real person shipping thing. And you know, I read them and I was, yeah, okay, but also no, I should leave. I don't feel like that anymore.
Yeah.
But yes, you are right. There are very little real person ships in Shadow Fantasy. Actually, I don't know about Shamdaryo if they have. I didn't check.
I mean, I'm sure there's some, but I don't know if there's a lot. I don't know.
I am sure, but I don't know. I haven't seen. But in other fandoms, and I've been into huge fandoms, like my first fandom since childhood is Star Wars. And then I've been to Buffy, I've been to Harry Potter, and compared to them, real life shipping in Shadow Fantasy is very, very small.
I mean, I was in Lord of the Rings fandom, and I was in Lord of the Rings real person fandom. So, yeah, that was definitely big. That was huge.
They are huge fandoms, really.
That was also a case for me. That was also a case where my favorite ship, like from the fictional side, was because the actors happened to be best friends. It was like,
yeah, you see,
it
again,
it
the translate.
And they played, I mean, they played Merry and Pippin. I'm speaking of Billy Boyd and Dominic Monaghan, the other Dom in my life. So, yeah, so they played Merry and Pippin. So they played cousins, but they were also kind of my best friends. They were like this duo as well. So it's a bit similar to the whole Jason Alec situation.
Yeah. Now I am thinking Jason Alec as hobbits. Thank you.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Although, no, actually, I don't know. I can't really. Alec is not really the Hobbit type.
No, no, is he?
He's not the
completely draining this conversation right now.
Oh, it would not be. It would not be a podcast with me if there were not a few detours. Always happens. But yeah, but yeah, I think we've kind of hit some really interesting notes. It's a huge topic. This whole real being a fan of real people, liking their relationship off screen, liking how it translates on screen, and shipping, and yeah, it's a huge kettle of fish. And I think everyone has to form their own opinion, obviously, but. Like I say, I think in this case there is a right and the wrong way to go about it, and
yes.
The right way is don't tell the actors, never, ever,
don't engage.
Yeah,
seriously.
I mean, you can tell them, "I love you, you're awesome, I like what you do on like your acting and stuff," but don't tell them kiss your castmate, please. No, just don't. So there is, for once, usually I'm like a ship and let ship type. I'm like, yes, you can ship them, but don't tell them.
I just remembered seeing some voting for the Teen Choice Awards. You know, the last month we were voting as a fandom, or especially on Twitter, and I saw a few people putting Katnick, like McNamara, who plays
instead
Clary,
of Clayce,
and Dominic Sherwood, who plays Jace, as the best ship
instead of Clary and
Instead of Clary and Jace, yes. And I was cringing so hard. No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because when they nominate them, you have to tag the actors.
Yeah.
Don't do that, please. No.
No.
Because that happens a lot with Kat.
Yeah.
You know, whenever Kat is with one of her co-stars, if she is comfortable and good friends with them, there is always she is dating Dom.
I mean, even the thing is, even if she was, as long as she doesn't go and say, "This is my boyfriend," it's none of our business.
Yes, thank you. As long as she doesn't say anything about it, don't bring it up, especially to
We can talk about, you can talk to your friends about it, you know, no one cares, but just leave the people involved out of it. Yeah. So this was your public service announcement for the day from your friendly fanimals. I don't know, is there like anything else that you felt you needed to get off your chest about Shadario, which is their, like, oh dear, I don't like ship names, but I've so gotten used to Shadario, actually.
Yeah, Shadario
means... And Jalek as well.
Yeah, Jalek is the ship for me.
Yes.
But Shadario, for me, just is the name of Dom and Matt's friendship.
Yeah.
And it's like the brand of their friendship to me.
Yeah, that is true.
I really like it.
Mm.
I love watching their interaction, their friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, and it really makes me happy too.
And since I stand them both,
mm-hmm.
you know, I stand Matt and I stand Dom, and I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them the best. I enjoy their friendship a lot.
Yeah.
That's what Shadario means for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a very nice closing word. And yeah, thank you so much for
doing this.
We had such a good time this weekend.
Yes, it was the best of times.
Yes, and let's hope that there'll be a repeat next year. That would be lovely. So yeah, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. And yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye from my Milano.
Bye.
And I'll keep reminding if it's the only thing I ever do, as I will always love you.
Thanks a lot to Danai and Pelin for joining me in the middle of our busy con schedule. The second part with Pelin, and guests are Little Zion. She who took the lovely Shadario picture I used for this special episode was actually recorded at 11 p.m. in our Airbnb. I hope you enjoyed listening to us ramble on. I can't thank you enough for supporting my podcast on Patreon. You're wonderful and I love you. Now, the next regular podcast app will be released next week, probably on August 1st, and publicly on August 2nd. I'll be talking with Bucket about Arthur and Eames from Inception, a fandom I was never active in but consumed quite a bit of fic and wits for, so I'm looking forward to it a lot. I'm Shirazade, spelled S-H-I-R-S-A-D-E, and you can find me as such on Tumblr, AO3, YouTube, Pillowfort, Dreamwit, and on shirazade.net. I've also joined Mastodon as shirazade@fandom.inc with a K. The podcast artwork was created by the wonderful Little Zion. The theme music is Sailor Song by the Peerless Quartet. For this episode, I used clips from Song for a Friend by Jason Russ, as covered by Dominic Sherwood. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, you are the captain of your ship.